From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump arrived in Beijing Wednesday. It's his first visit as president to a nation that has been a focus of his drive to secure jobs at home. Trade will top the agenda, but also high on the agenda is North Korea. White House officials say the president intends to press China to push the North to abandon its nuclear program. China is, of course, the North's closest ally and top trading partner. In addition to the North Korean crisis, Trump is also expected to press his Chinese hosts on that nation's massive trade surplus with the United States. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will likely meet at an economic summit, the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum that begins Friday in Da Nang, Vietnam. Kremlin says Trump and Putin may hold a more extensive one-on-one meeting at some point, but no specific date has been set. Thousands of people gathered in Barcelona Wednesday to demand the release of Catalan leaders and activists. Pro-independence protesters obstructed major highways, roads, and railway lines Wednesday in Spain's Catalonia region as part of a general strike in protest of the detention of expelled Catalan government officials and secessionist activists. The Trump administration announced it's implementing changes that will channel economic activities away from Cuba's security infrastructure and impose travel and business limits on Americans who travel there. Americans planning to visit the island nation will have to travel with organized tour groups operated by American companies. Travelers will also have to be accompanied by a representative of the sponsoring group. The new rules take effect Thursday. They're a partial rollback of President Obama's restoration of relations with Cuba. This is VOA News.